come and manifest yourself. You are the Holy One, dwelling in light so bright. You made the sun and the moon, but you shine brighter than all. As we rejoice and call upon your name, please come and take your place and manifest yourself. Will flee at thus we surrender at the sound of your voice.
On Radio Razzo every Monday from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning
for your spiritual blessings and upliftment.
For community news, your interviews, special requests, and others, tune into 105.2 megahertz ether and 103.8 megahertz on cable. We delight and entertain you.
Hey, we also have more stuff coming your way. We have business matters. We have social and educational matters. We have health and healing matters. We also have legal matters.
For more information, call us on 020-368-1968. We delight and entertain you. Voice of Niger on Radio Razzo every Monday from 6 to 10 a.m. Razzo!
Join the Voice of Niger is right here to promote your business. Yes, your social events, weddings, birthday parties, baby ceremonies, graduation, anniversaries, engagements. All your events can be promoted right here on Voice of Niger. Yes, you heard me right. Don't know about you because you're not promoting your business. Yeah, we can bring you the awareness that you need for all those revivals, seminars, special events, conferences, church services, your Sunday services, your social events, weddings, birthday parties, baby ceremonies, graduation, anniversaries, engagements. Call us today right now at 06-846-06-550. That's 06-846-06-550. Voice of Niger, your place to advertise.
Holy, holy, God Almighty, With this, we say good morning to you. We say good morning to you, all our fans of Radio Voice of Niger. My name is Apostle Helen Rudokino, co-hosting this hour with Apostle Larry Dokino. We are transmitting on 103.8 Kevin, 105.2 ETA, all the way from Radio Razo, situated in Amsterdam, Southeast. This is our gospel inspirational time, where we use the gospel to uplift your spirit, to bring you up, jack you up, and put you on the right focus so that you can have a blessed day. So in this segment, we will be really playing lots of gospel music and use to move into our religious segment. But before we continue, I would like Apostle Larry to really open us up with prayer. Apostle, please.
Shall we pray? Father, we honor you today. Thank you for an opportunity to see a new day and a new working week. Thank you for everyone out there we are reaching by way of this medium. Bless them, touch their lives, do them good in Jesus' name. Once again, we thank you for this land, the peace of it, and its prosperity, and its safety. And we owe it all to you. We pray that you continue to bless and help our leaders, give them wisdom and grace to lead this nation wisely. We pray that your peace will continue to rest upon this land and upon the whole world because of the Prince of Peace, who is Jesus Christ our Lord. Let this program be successful. Thank you for our guests and all that we'll be doing, that you shall receive your blessing. This we pray this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Welcome once again, in case you just join us. We bless God for your life, and we trust that you'll have a good time and a good experience with us this morning. Before we tell you other things that we'll be doing today, we need to comply with the spiritual protocol. We want to, of course, lift up the name of the Lord, praise Him, hear the word of God. And then when we are done with that, we will enter into a very special item pertaining to your health and my health. But in the meantime, sit back and flow with us to enjoy this inspirational segment. At this juncture, I would like to bring to you the song for today. I'm taking the 24th Psalm of the Bible. It's a Psalm of David. It says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth and all those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord." Isn't that awesome? Those who have not lifted up their soul to an idol or sworn deceitfully, they will be blessed. If you're looking to be blessed, then that's what you're supposed to do. Amen. It says, "And righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, Selah. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is this King of glory." Isn't that awesome? I wanted to continue to enjoy the music as we prepare to bring to you the miracles of Jesus.
Oh,
beautiful music there in Igbo language and mixed with other dialects as well. But mainly Igbo, I can hear. By the way, just stay tuned, enjoy this gospel music as we prepare to bring unto you the miracles of Jesus.
Well, Once again, good morning to you. My name is Apostle Helen Rudokeno of Rivers of Life Bible Church, coming to you on the waves of Radio Voice of Niger this morning to bring the word of God. Short word of exhortation, shall we pray? Lord Jesus, we are grateful for a new day. We are grateful, Lord, that we are alive in the land of the living. We are just grateful for the quickening power of the Holy Spirit that have quickened us, and we are functional. Thank you for today. Thank you for this blessed moment. Thank you for your glorious word that is about to come. Thank you for all our listeners. Bless us as we speak your word and as we hear your word. Bless all our listeners and their families. Bless this nation. Thank you for the grace that is available for us through your word. Thank you for everything. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray this morning there will be no distraction, there will be no separation, there will be no inhibition between me and all that are listening at this moment. As this broadcast go through the cable lines, may it hit the right target, minister to your people, deliver them, set them free, bless them, renew their strength like that of an eagle, that they may function effectively even in this very way as we move on. In the mighty name of Jesus, with thanksgiving we pray. Joyfully and joyfully once again say a big amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, as we all know, this is the seventh month in the Gregorian calendar. And in this very month, I believe that God is doing a lot of things for us and our families. As I said, it is the seventh month in the Gregorian calendar. So the number seven is a number of completion. It is a number of rest. It is a number of fullness. It is a perfect number. Now let's take the word of God from Genesis chapter 2. If I may get to what I want to preach today, is what? Taking rest. Tell yourself, I will observe rest. Yes. Now, in Genesis chapter 2, and then we take from verse 1 to 3, the Bible says, thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day, sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work, which God had created and made. Now, he's talking about the creation of the earth and how God himself decided to rest after the creation were done. It took God to create all that we know. It took God to create all that we are seeing, all that we can even imagine. It's all created by God. And then when we begin to figure out God, you could see that God has infinite strength, power, energy to be able to create the sort of things that we are enjoying. An example is the sun. Another example are the seas and the oceans. Please look at the mountains and the gigantic trees on the earth. So, sometimes you look at some landscapes and you are wondering, how come the big rocks and the big stones Sometimes you will see a rock is carrying another big rock. It can be a very small rock carrying a very big rock, and it has been like that for ages. So then I begin to wonder the power that must have created these things and caused these things to be in this form, in this shape, in this manner. Sometimes when we are taking a cruise and then you sit out from the window and then and then you are watching the seas and the willowing, you are watching the waves and you ask yourself, wow, how come that somebody can create things like this? So it is God and nothing but God. So I begin to say to myself that whatever force it is that can bring this sort of things in motion is greater. You can't think, you can't comprehend, and you cannot fathom it. So in the midst of all of this, then we are now reading of the same God who finished his creation and he decided to rest. The Bible said he took a day and he rested, and that day was the seventh day, and he rested from all his work which he had done. And not only did he rest, God blessed the seventh day and he set it apart. That means he sanctified it. He declared it to be something sacred. He declared it to be something holy, untouchable. Why? The Bible explained, because he rested from all his work which he himself had created. So now it brings me to the to understanding that we, who also God have created in his image, must observe rest. Say, I must observe rest. Say it to yourself, I must observe rest. If God can observe rest, and God can take a day and set it apart and said, this is the time and this is the time and this is the moment I want to just take rest and let everything be still while I take the rest, then it means that we shouldn't just be workaholics. There got to be a time when we can withdraw from everything that we are doing and also observe rest. And this is your month of rest. It is the seventh month. In the seventh month, according to the Gregorian calendar, you must observe rest. I must observe rest. We must observe rest. We must and allow the Lord to, you know, build us up again as we are observing our rest. Hallelujah. There are people who don't like to rest. Yes, there are people who are like workaholics. There are people who don't like anything that can bring them to rest. But it doesn't matter how you are, you know, full of energy and full of strength. There is still a time when you must take rest. Because if you overuse yourself, you will break down. If you overuse yourself, you will damage yours. You will damage. It took God to create you. You will damage that self. Anything you overuse will tear in pieces. So don't overuse yourself. Because when you overuse and you grind yourself every day, every month, without taking your Sabbath, without taking rest, you will quickly bring yourself down to grave. Now, let's take another scripture in the book of Leviticus. You will see that the rest which I'm talking about is not only meant for just God alone, but also for us. Leviticus chapter 25, from verse 1. The Bible said, and the Lord spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land which I give you, then the land shall keep a Sabbath. then the land shall keep a Sabbath to the Lord. Do you hear that? 6 years you shall sow your field, and 6 years you shall prune your vineyard, and gather its fruit. But in the seventh year, there shall be a Sabbath of solemn rest for the land. A Sabbath to the Lord. You shall neither sow your field nor prune your vineyard. What grows of its own accord of your harvest, you shall not reap, nor gather the grapes of your untended vine, for it is a year of rest for the land. And the Sabbath produce of the land shall be food for you. What grows of its, for it is a year of the rest for the land, and the Sabbath produce of the land shall be food for you. For you, your male and female servants, your hired man, and the stranger who dwells with you, for your livestock and the beasts that are in your land, all its produce shall be for food. This is the word of the living God. So, we could see here that we are not only, God did not only make rest for himself, but look at God ordaining rest even for a land. That means we must observe rest. Land, the land where we cultivate, must observe rest as well. Our animals even, they also must observe rest. Do you understand? So, rest has been programmed, packaged as what we must observe. Our land must observe it. The things we do must observe rest. Even our animals must observe rest too. So it is part of the system, because God knows why he is demanding us and demanding the land also to observe rest. Because if you continue to sow and sow and sow and plant and plant and plant in a particular land without allowing it to, you know, observe its rest, that land, you will use up all the nutrients. You will use up the manure. You will use up everything that is in that land. And the time comes, it goes into diminishing returns. That means no matter what you sow, it will not grow. It becomes stunted. It becomes dry. It becomes a dead land. That is the situation. That is the way God have made the things that he made. So, God ordained rest to us and to everything that he has created. Now, listen. In the book of Matthew chapter 11, let's go there. Matthew 11, please. From verse 28. Look at what the Bible said. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. Say, come to me, come to me, come to me. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You see, God knows that there will be a time in the history of our lives when we must have been terribly beaten, overwhelmed by situations, circumstances, when we are now carrying heavy yoke. And God say, come to me, come to me, come to me, and I will give you rest. Why? There are some yokes when you carry, some burdens when they come, some news when you hear, you will quickly be devastated and you don't have the ability to rest. You don't have it. You don't have it. You want to rest, but you don't have the ability. When you go to bed, you just roll around and roll around thinking about the heaviness of the burden that have come to you. But God is saying that when such a time comes in your life, don't grumble about it. Just bring yourself back to me and I will, what? Give you rest. God is saying there is no need for us to carry those burdens. There is no need for us to allow ourselves to be overyoked. There is no need. It's because worries and anxiety does not, what? It doesn't bring healthiness to us. Rather, they bring our lives and our health into jeopardy. So when you worry and worry, it does not bring a solution. When you are anxious about something, it doesn't bring a solution. What brings solution is when you bring your needs before the Lord and you just rest them there. You rest, you just hand over unto him and then breathe in and then rest in his arms. Rest is very important. Many people have been worn out and become devastated, and some even committed suicide. Why? Because of lack of rest. Rest is very important in everything that we do. So when people are overstressed in life, overburdened, they do not know how to take rest. When people have been bruised and wounded, others have spoken negative words in their lives, they are denied the ability to rest. When people's businesses are shutting down, ends cannot meet, the people find it difficult to rest. When a family is in turmoil, husband cannot understand wife, wife cannot understand husband, children cannot understand parents, parents cannot understand children, they can never observe rest. Peace have eluded such home. So there is nothing like rest. Are you hearing me, somebody? So these are the situations that are confronting people every day. These are the situations that people are facing. These are situations that are playing out in everyday today lifestyle. They are very devastating. They are very stressful. They are highly demanding, making us to question exactly who we are. Little wonder there are so many diseases and affliction. Little wonder there's hike of what? Obesity, there's hike of high blood pressure, there's high range of diabetes and cancerous diseases everywhere because of the what? The mountains of problems people are facing every day. People are being confronted with every day. But God is still saying to us, if you are thinking you are carrying so much load, if you are thinking that you cannot gather yourself together, if you are thinking and you have come into the realization that you cannot handle what is coming around you, what the devil is throwing out there around you, within you, in your businesses, and within your circle, God says, don't be devastated. Come and I will give you what? Rest. Rest is very important. Look at what he says in the book of Psalm 4 verse 8. Look at what God says there. Psalm 4 verse 8. I go back. The book of Psalm. chapter 4, verse 8. Look at what God says. He says, I will but lie down in peace and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Do you see? The psalmist was talking to himself. I will lie down in peace, and then I will sleep. For you alone, O Lord, you make me dwell in peace. When you dwell in peace, you will sleep. When you realize that God is your shield, God is your shelter, God is your provider, God is your sustenance, you will surely sleep. And that's why he is beckoning us to come to him. Because the yoke we carry, they are so heavy. And what he gives back to us, they are lighter and they are easy to carry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, why is rest important? Let me just give you a few benefits of rest. You see, when you observe rest, look at what happens. Rest aids recovery. Say, aids recovery. So when you have been devastated and you have been wounded and there are areas that you need rest, you see, when you need to be restored, what happens is that when you take rest, it facilitates, it helps you to recover very quickly. When somebody is sick and they say to the person, you need bed rest. You need bed rest. Just stay and take some rest. It aids recovery. It helps. It quickens you, quickens your recovery mode. It's only when you have sound health that you can walk, that you can be able to be functional. It's only when your health is sound that you can go out and do those businesses that are fetching you those huge amount of money. But when something has been altered and then you are now in an unhealthy situation, you can no more produce. Your business can no more flourish the way they used to. So you need to, from time to time, take a rest, and it is now. Take a rest so that you can what? Aid. You can support your recovery system. Hallelujah. It's very, very important. Sometimes I, as a mother and as a wife and as a, somebody who works very hard, then I see myself dragging and doing so many things at a time that some mornings like this, it's like I get so exhausted. And then my husband will say, hi, baby girl, it's time to take rest. You have to take rest. Yes, you must take rest because it's very important. I said, oh, okay. Because your body, you will see that your body cannot carry you. You will see it. You will see that you want to still do those things which you want to do, but you are not capable of doing them. You will see that you want to just get up and zoom off as that ego that you are known, you know, to be, but it's not. So when your body gives you such sign, please take rest. It aids your recovery. When you take rest, it keeps you healthy. Say healthy. Yes. You become healthy because you will, those who are restless, they are not healthy. Because in restlessness, you begin to develop heart failure, begin to develop heart diseases, begin to develop all of those chronic diseases. Why? Because you are restless. You are restless. There's something worrying you. There's something worrying your soul. There's something making it difficult for you to observe rest. So you cannot be healthy when you are restless. But rest, having rest helps you to be healthy. Hallelujah. I've had so many distractions this morning and I do not understand. So please, listeners, bear with me. Right. Now, the fact is this. Help or rest helps you to sleep. When you are healthy, when you are resting, you are able to sleep. When everything around you is at peace, you are able to sleep. And when you sleep, you wake up. You are renourished. You are able to function effectively for the day. Now, what happens is that when we are restless, even the economy of the land cannot be boosted. The economy of your life as well will not be boosted because you see yourself not being able to be very functional. Yes, that's the right word. So when you take rest, it helps you to sleep. Help is very important. And sleep is very important. And rest is very important. Now, you see, when you rest, it helps to lower the stress level. When the stress level is lowered, you are able to be free from some of these chronic diseases. Now I can understand, now I can see why they always have told us that the migrant community, they are having some of these chronic diseases like obesity and high blood pressure, diabetes. All of these are as a result of what? Stress. The reason is because they go about their jobs hunting from one to another, looking for ends to meet. Families in Africa are pushing them. Families in the Caribbean are pushing them. People are demanding so much for them. We believe so much in extended family system. So all of this whole thing, by the time you are coming out from one thing or the other, calls are hanging all around your neck, telling you to bring this and bring that. This person is sick. This one, they are ejecting the person out of the home. This one needs school fees. This one needs to pay house rent. All of these things, they bring us into stress. So when you take rest, you lower your stress level. Hallelujah. Now, you see, another thing I love when we take rest is that you receive more energy throughout the day. If you take enough rest, you receive more energy. You are able to function effectively in the day. Why? Because rest helps your brain even to be boosted. Why are these people making this sort of noise here? Rest helps us to boost our brain. When the brain is functional, you will be able to produce the best. So I've been able to give you a little bit about how what rest can do for you. It gives you more energy, it boosts your brain, and then your brain have the capacity to function effectively, and you have what? It aids recovery, it keeps you healthy, helps you to sleep, and then lowers stress. So I believe that this must have been a blessing to you, irrespective of the fact that I had so much distractions in the studio because of some of the guests who were coming in and going out. But I believe that this must have been a blessing to you. So as you go into this very week, please, do what you can and observe rest because it's very important. Thank you for listening and feel free to give us a call on 020-737-1619. God richly bless you. Remember, you can always join our Sunday services every Sunday from 10 o'clock upwards at Rikers Bus number 89. And you can reach our senior pastor on 06- 0246-436-432. May the Lord richly bless your day. Love you. Bye-bye.
Powerful.